September 20, 1937. How the divine will never stops, and seals with its eternal love all the works of the creatures. Exchange of imitation and of life between the Creator and the creature. My flight continues in the divine fiat, and oh, how happy it is in keeping its creature on its lap and being always together and in working always together. The company of the creature makes it even more happy than it is, because it finds in her one who watches it, and loves it one who would like to match it in being all its own. In the same way as the divine volition is of the creature. If it loves, it finds one who loves it. If it works, it finds one who receives these works. If it is offended, it finds one who defends it, and many times makes it turn its justice into graces. Therefore, it uses all its stratagems of love with her. But while my mind was getting lost in the divine volition, my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, all love told me, my blessed daughter, the love of my will never stops. It is always looking for new devices, new inventions of love, even to the extent of locking the one who lives in it inside the intimate hiding places of its loving secrets. It shows to her its intimate creation of ever new and increasing love, in which it keeps the blessed and the pilgrim souls as if within one single breath of love. It reveals to her new arcane and celestial secrets of our divinity, giving her more news on how she can reach its loving power and the prodigies of this power for those who live in it, provided that it finds them in its will. My will gets the taste for telling ever new things to this creature, giving her new surprises of love. And even more, listen to what it does. It makes itself small within her, though still remaining immense. And it loves and says, ah, the creature loves me the way I love her. Since nothing other than love can enter us, this will of mine, as if shrunk inside the creature, turns everything she does into love. If she prays, adores or works, it melts everything into love. And with the power all divine, my own will leads these acts of the creature into the womb of our divinity, so they take their place inside our love. We look at these acts of ours, and we hear in them the eternal prayer of our love. Our adoration all of love. Our eternal works of love. And, oh, how we remain glorified and delighted, because the creature can say, my prayer, my adoration and my acts are eternal. They are invested with your eternal love. They have been made so by your divine will. So I love you as you love me. This is precisely our folly, our delirium of love. We want to operate and love within the creature as we operate and love within ourselves. But only our reigning and operating will inside her can reach such an extent. In fact, if we lower ourselves, it is not to lose our divine being in what is limited. Rather, it is to elevate the creature to infinity, and to give her of ourselves, sealing her small acts, even her breathing and her motion, with our eternal love. So, we feel within her our eternal breathing of love in our motion, which does not move without unleashing love. Therefore, the whole of creation was nothing other than an outpouring of love. We wanted to get acquainted with our works, and with the creatures that we gave delight, so we would love each other with one single love. My daughter, what a suffering, not having been understood by the creatures. Because of this, we cannot receive the good of telling them who we are, to make ourselves known, and how we are nothing other than love. We want to give love, to receive love. How I wish that everybody knew this. Jesus remained silent, drowned inside his flames of love. Then, as if he still felt the need to pour out more to fire the whole world with his love sighing, he added, listen, my daughter, to another greater surprise of our intense love and to the extent of our delirium of love. Our Supreme Being loves the creature so much that we even reach the excess of imitating her. We make ourselves tiny, enclosing ourselves within her. We want to walk with her feet, work with her hands, speak with her mouth, look with her eyes, think with her intelligence, and palpitate and love inside her heart. In order to do all that the creature does, and the way she does it, we want to have feet, hands, mouth, eyes and heart like the creature. And we ask this of her, as if we were not the absolute owners. We say to her, let's love each other. We give you of ourselves, and you give us of yours. In fact, our Supreme Being, the most pure spirit, is step without foot without walking. He is everywhere. He does everything. He operates everything without needing hands. He is word without mouth. He is light, and he can see all without eyes. But since we love her very much, we like to imitate her. This is an immense device of our love, that only a God can do. Instead of saying to the creature, you must imitate us. You must do as we do. We say, we want to imitate you, and do as you do. In the end, she is our creature, the work of our creative hands. She came out of ourselves, from within the power of our creative love. So it's no wonder that we want to descend within her to imitate her and do what she does the way she does it. It is nothing other than giving honor to ourselves and greater importance to our works. But we can do this only in the creature within whom our will reigns. In her we can do all, pour out our love. Imitate each other, since she is completely disposed to do what we want. On the other hand, where our will does not reign, we can say that we can do nothing. Now, listen to another surprise of love that is nearly unbelievable. Once the creature has given us the freedom to imitate her, giving us life within herself, feet, hands and mouth, we call her our imitation, and, as we let her enter into our divine being, the power of our fiat gives her its step without foot, letting her be everywhere, in the angels, in the saints, in the celestial queen, even in our divine womb. Oh, how happy we are in seeing her no longer surrounded by the human nature, but free together with us, working without hands and speaking without mouth, and oh, how many words! With our words she tells us the long story of our love and of our operating fiat. She feels our eternal wisdom being poured into herself. Oh, how many things she tells us about our divine being. And she talks and talks, and oh, how we delight in hearing the creature narrating what we are. Taken by our own flames of love, she even feels the need to love us without a heart, because her heart has its limits, while our love without heart has no limits, it is immense. So, the creature gets rid of the heart and loves inside our infinite love. See, my daughter. Could it ever be possible to give surprises of love more beautiful than these? To feel the pleasure, the taste of imitating her. Doing all that she does is a pretext of love, to call her to imitate us, and make her do what we do. The abysses of our love are so many, and what's more, they always keep searching for new devices of love. I cannot say what I felt inside my mind, the immensity of light that, turning into words, spoke of many love devices of my Creator. Then, my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, keep listening. Our love is such that it seems to give us no peace if we don't make new inventions of love in order to love and be loved. If we didn't do so, we would condemn ourselves to sloth. This cannot be in our Supreme Being, because we are a continuous act of ever-burning love, and of endless works. Our wisdom is such that it always does new things. We enclose ourselves in the soul within whom our will reigns, and largely we pour out our love. We centralize all that we have done, all that we do and will do, repeating in the soul our most beautiful works, the outpouring of our love, and the new inventions of our wisdom, so many that the creature cannot count them. Oh, how many touching scenes we make! She becomes the theater of our love, the deposit of our unceasing works, the refuge for our delights, joys and happiness, the hiding place for our celestial and arcane secrets, the display of our various beauties. Do you know why? To enjoy them together, since nothing can be missing of our works where our will reigns. The creature encircles us inside her soul, and she lets us do what we do within ourselves. All this, because we want her to know who we are, what we can do, and how we love. And to give her a more certain proof, we give her our love. We let her love as we do, so that she might touch with her hands how a God can love. Then, to delight with her, we make her do what we do, together with us. Don't be surprised. This is the nature of our will and of true love, to unify the creature with us. To love her and make her love us as we do. Disparities must not exist. Otherwise it would make the creature unhappy to see that we love her so much, and she cannot. That we know how to do many things and she can do nothing. Poor child. She would be in our divine being under the weight of a profound humiliation like a stranger, with no trust. Like a poor one, before a rich. We just cannot do this. If she is with us, all that is ours must be hers too. To live in our fiat is unity, common works and joys. This is what makes us more happy, and gives us a large field for the outpouring of our love.